This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise is a part of the Deliberate Noise Network and can be found at deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi. That's spelled S-C-I-F-I. Now, the reason I am emphasizing that is for reasons that will become apparent probably from the name of this episode, but also from what I'm going to talk about in a few seconds. You can contact me by sending email to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. I think there's a sci-fi at deliberatenoise.com. I cannot remember now. But let's go ahead and hit Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. You can stop by the website and leave a comment. Or you can call the audio comment line at area code 734-331-0772. And if I don't, sometimes, first off, it is a Google number that is connected to my telephone. So there are times where I'm not sure who the person is calling, and I'll just answer the phone. And if you want to call, and if I answer the phone, because I don't always answer the phone for unfamiliar numbers, but if I answer, we can either talk or... You can say, I wanted to leave a message, and then I will say, okay, hang up, and next time you call back, I will let it go to voicemail. I actually had to do that with Rick Hansen, who has left a voicemail a couple episodes ago. You may have heard it. He called, got me, and was like, I wanted to leave a message, and I said, okay, hang up. And I think that was the longest conversation we ever had. Anyway, this episode has a bit of a backstory to it. For the past couple of months, I have been working on a web application. Now, I am not necessarily a developer. I can get the job done eventually, simply because I have a lot of contacts who are programmers and web developers, and they have been indispensable in pointing me in the right direction for a bunch of things. But I am a little bit more sensitive to especially job openings for web application developers, simply because I will do something like post, hey, developers, I have a question. And then all of a sudden, you know, mostly PHP and JavaScript. All of a sudden, I would get responses from people who I had no idea were developers, you know. So I don't know who does what. On Twitter, there was a post by NBC Universal, their careers Twitter account, which is NBCUNI Careers. And they posted, Sci-Fi is looking for stellar web application developer for web and emerging platforms, which just means, you know, for the desktop and for your mobile phones. And that was retweeted by Sci-Fi's account, which is, I think, Craig Engler is the guy's name. Nice guy. He engages with people, and he is mostly usually respectful, even when people are obviously being dicks towards him. And I saw that, and I saw, you know, looking for stellar web application developer, and even though I would not get the job at all, I'm not even going to apply, I thought, okay, maybe some of my friends would want it. So I retweeted it, and then... Alan White, New Mutant, A friend of mine, I actually met him. I actually broke bread with him, which I don't really do that. If you know me, a lot of times when I first meet somebody, even if we're meeting in a setting where there's food and drink available, I don't eat. I don't eat in front of other people. I will drink, but I won't eat. When I first met the Detroit podcasters, at a meetup, Detroit Podcasters meetup, I did not eat for the first two times I was there, and we were sitting around. I did not eat, but the third time I did. Quite frankly, it's something I got from The Count of Monte Cristo. If you ever actually read the book, then you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so he posted, they need to look for somebody, excuse me, I'm gonna put the emphasis where he put it, all right? They need to look for someone who knows how to keep good shows on the air. That's what they need to do. And I thought, wow, that was kind of angry, So then I started thinking, Sci-Fi Channel, which is SYFI now, gets a lot of disrespect because they've canceled a couple of high-profile shows, shows that I personally also like. So then I thought, what shows are they currently airing? And which ones have been canceled? And quite frankly, I'm not really 100% positive, but I went on their website and I just saw what they have, and this is what they have listed on their site. So I'm gonna go one by one, and give you my little thoughts. Okay, now the first one they have, of course, is in alphabetical order, is Alphas. Alphas is a story of superpowered people in a regular universe, sort of like Heroes. Big difference between Heroes and them is something that happened at the very end of the first season. I'm not going to spoil it in case you're a few episodes behind, but I just want to say it's about damn time that a show that revolved around superpowered people did something like that. Okay? Heroes didn't do it. No Ordinary Family did it. Quite frankly, shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and whatchamacallit? Vampire Diaries. I don't know about the last season of Buffy because, quite frankly, I didn't watch the last season of Buffy. I think something happened that was similar, but at the same time, not exactly. And I'm talking around it because if you haven't seen it, it was a really, really good moment. That's all I want to say. But there's Alphas. It's a good show, and I'm pretty sure it's been renewed. I'm not 100% positive, but I'm pretty sure that it's been renewed. It's a good show. In the beginning, there were a few issues. It was a lot slower moving than I would like. And then there were times when it would just like there'd be a big burst of frenetic energy, and then it would slow down again. That was kind of irritating. Sorry, my cat's messing up stuff. But overall, by the end of the season, I liked it, And most of the people who stuck with the season also liked it. And well, enough people liked it that it's been renewed. All right. Next up, they have Battlestar Galactica, which I'm pretty sure was a co-production between them and BBC. Not 100% positive, but I think so. And it ended. It didn't get canceled. It just ended. It ended a few years ago, but they still show reruns on Sci-Fi, I believe. And I definitely know they show them on BBC America. It was a very popular show. People liked it. It's sort of, I don't think that the creators have really knew exactly what they were doing, especially with the end of the series, because they could have had a franchise, but they kind of don't, simply because they wanted to wrap up the story. And really made it difficult for spin-offs and sequels and stuff like that. So a lot of their stories of upcoming projects that are Battlestar Galactica related, I should say post Battlestar Galactica, that were Battlestar Galactica related, were either prequels like Caprica, which I'll talk about in a second, or their like untold stories. You know, okay, whatever. But you know, it ended. It didn't get canceled. It ended. Anyway, there's Being Human, which is a remake of the BBC show about a vampire, a werewolf, and a ghost who live together. I watched like the first two seasons of the BBC show, and I really liked it. And then when they brought it over to America, I watched the first episode. I was like, wow, this is almost exactly like the first episode. I mean, there was nothing new, so I didn't watch it. I mean, I still have them on the DVR. They haven't been pushed off for, you know, episodes of The X Factor or anything. So they're still there, and I'm still planning on watching them. But I watched the second episode. I was like, wow, okay, they are doing something different with the story. So it's been renewed. It's actually should be coming back pretty soon. And I sort of like it, you know. I'm not going to say I like it as much as the BBC show. But by the time they got to, like, the third season of the BBC show, I was like, wow, okay. Anyway. Next up is Caprica, which has been canceled due to low ratings, I suppose. And I've never watched Caprica. I tried to watch the first episode, and I couldn't make it past the first few minutes. It was like, huh. This is not engaging me. There's nothing here that's really grabbing me, so I will not finish watching this episode. I'll come back later. I never came back. It was canceled. And I was told that it actually got really good, you know. But at the same time, I was told that it was also very heavy on the religion of this of the Battlestar Galactica universe. And quite frankly, that was the one part that really bummed me out about Battlestar Galactica, was they kept talking about, they kept bringing religion into it, you know, and I don't have a problem with religion, people's religions. I really don't. But it, I don't know, it just seemed to harp on it. And, that kind of turned me off from Battlestar Galactica, and I definitely know it would have turned me off from Caprica. So it got canceled. Low ratings, you know. What can you say? People have to realize one thing. This is something that also happened with Stargate Universe, which I'll talk about, of course. When you have a show like Caprica or Stargate Universe, they are owned by somebody else. So you actually have to pay a licensing fee on top of everything else in order to even make the show. Okay? And so that's an added cost. And if you're not getting great ratings, then you're going to get canceled, you know? Yeah, so, I mean, I'll get more into that a little bit more. There's Destination Truth. I'm not sure what this is. I think it's one of those paranormal shows where they're looking for the truth and they're just basically stumbling around somebody's old dusty house looking for ghosts. I don't know. There's Eureka. Love the show. It's ending at with the next season. I don't know if it's going to have a definitive ending, but they've already said that they love the show. It's just really expensive to make, and it doesn't get great ratings, okay? Which is something I was just talking about. If a show like Eureka or Stargate Universe or I don't know who else is on this list. I'll talk about that later. If they were getting the numbers that SmackDown is getting, if they were getting pro wrestling numbers, they would still be going, you know? So remember the next time you start complaining about one of your favorite shows getting canceled, have you passed along the word? It's like, hey, watch the show. You know, watch it live. Don't watch it on DVR. Don't download it. Don't watch it on Hulu. You know, watch it live, because you may be talking to somebody who's a Nielsen family or one of those cable measuring boxes, you know, and they may not even know it. Talk up your shows. Don't just talk them up to other fans, you know. Talk them up to people who may not be interested, you know. I mean, when Eureka was out, say, wow, you know, maybe, you know, strike up a conversation with somebody at work or somebody. Say, yeah, you know, I'm watching this show called Eureka. It's really, really interesting. And you just talk about it. And if it's something that they'd be into, they might check it out. And if not, then they won't. You know, and what does it cost you? Anyway, I'm going to miss Eureka. I'm going to talk about it. I think I've already talked about it a lot on this show. And I'm going to talk about it more, especially as it gets closer to the ending, you know. And the season finale is not what I was expecting. I'm going to try to avoid spoilers. But if you've seen it, that is how I thought, something similar to that is how I thought they would end the whole series. But can't go back to that well. Anyway, next up is Face Off. I have no idea what it is. I think that is like the, they had like you know how they have those cooking competition shows? I kind of think this is like a competition show, but for makeup artists. I'm not 100% positive. Next up is Fact or Faked, Paranormal Files. You want my opinion? Faked, all of it. Didn't watch it. Never watch it. Next up is Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters International. I think they're along the same lines. Of people rummaging around somebody's old abandoned house. Except one, they do it in the U.S. Others, they go over to Ireland or someplace like that. Next up, Ghost Whisperer reruns. I didn't watch this show when it was on CBS. It seemed a lot like Medium to me, and I liked the first season and a half of Medium, and then it just started grating on my nerves. So, massive cleavage or not, I had no interest in watching Ghost Whisperer. Haunted Collector. I have no idea what this is. Since it says haunted, I'm assuming it's another paranormal show. And since it's Collector, I think it's sort of like Friday the 13th, the show, or Warehouse 13, where there are artifacts and they're trying to figure out whether or not they're cursed or not. I'm just assuming. I have no clue. Haven is one of those shows that everybody who watched it, who seems to talk about it, in my circle of friends, like it, but I do not like it. I thought it was really slow. It was really plodding, and you had another one of those shows where you have an outsider come to a quirky town, and for some reason they're just supposed to be passing through or there temporarily. But they never seem to leave. There's always something that keeps them there. And it's just like, oh, whatever. And then there was like a shadowy conspiracy in the background. And I'm just like, nope. I think like after the third episode, I was just done. I was like, I can't. I found it too slow. That's just me. Anyway, Hollywood Treasure. I'm not sure. A lot of these, I'm not sure. I think it's that show where they are, it's kind of like Antique Roadshow, but for memorabilia, sci-fi memorabilia. Legend Quest, I don't know what that is. I don't even have a clue or a guess on what it could be. Now, on here, they have Lost Girl. Now, I know Lost Girl is a Canadian show, and Lost Girl is a great Canadian show. And I know that they're bringing it to sci-fi. I don't know when it starts, but it is really good. I've talked about it on TV Noise. I think I might have talked about it on Sci-Fi Noise. But I really like it. It is about a succubus who finds out that she's not alone. You know, that, you know, she's had all these powers all these years and didn't really realize, you know, what was going on. She just knew that, you know, if she had sex with somebody, bad things happened. But she needed to have sex. And then she finds, like I said, this whole new civilization that's living alongside ours. And it's really good. It's really well done. There are some, there was some nudity, I guess, in one of the season one episodes, but they kind of gotten rid of that. Even though she is a succubus and sex does have a role in the show, even the part with the nudity, it really wasn't very gratuitous. So they can easily get around that. But at the same time, it's not, this is not really for kids, you know, obviously. There are some adult matters that take place, and more along the lines of love and loyalty towards people rather than just sex. But like I said, just sex does factor into it. Highly recommend the show when it comes out. I think that most of the people who are listening to this will like it. The first couple of episodes, somebody might say, wow, why did Derek really recommend this? But once you really get past the first few episodes, I think that it is a very enjoyable show. Now, another enjoyable show that I liked was Marcel's Quantum Kitchen. It was a cooking show. This is apparently some guy from another, Next Food Chef or something like that. He came from a cooking show, a cooking channel competition show, and he was like Top Chef, I think. I don't know. But he was apparently really arrogant. Nobody liked him, but you know, he had some sort of charismatic quality because they gave him his own show on Sci-Fi where he uses all kind of super technologically advanced cooking techniques. It's really odd to watch him do it, but it was really cool, you know. I don't know if this is coming back or not. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes, and I enjoyed all of them, but I know a lot of people didn't watch it because of who it was, because it's a cooking show on a Sci-Fi channel, but it's really interesting. Merlin. I've never watched a single episode of Merlin. I know what it's about. A lot of my friends love the show. They talk about it constantly when they talk about good shows to watch on television. I've just never actually sat down and watched it. There's a show on Stars called Camelot. I watched the first few episodes of that, and it just didn't grab me. There's something about that whole time just doesn't appeal to me. You know, maybe it's because of Legend of the Seeker, where I wanted to like it, but it just got really dumb and just really hokey, and you just knew it wasn't going to end, and it's just like, I don't have time for stuff like that. And plus, as good as Merlin is, if you have a show about King Arthur, wouldn't you rather concentrate on King Arthur and his relationship to Merlin? And which I don't know if that's what it is. Anyway, Monster Man, have no clue. Neverland, have no clue. I think it's probably got something to do with Peter Pan. Don't know. Maybe it has something to do with Michael Jackson. Who knows? Paranormal Witness, once again, it's got to be one of those paranormal type shows. Never watched it. River World. I think this is based on a series of books. I want to say Larry Niven, but for some reason that seems like Ringworld. I don't know. But anyway, it sounds wet, I guess. Sanctuary. This is Amanda Tapping from Stargate SG-1. I tried to watch the first episode. I barely made it through the first episode, and I never went back. I did not like it. A lot of my friends really enjoy it. I just don't dig it. I just don't. I don't know. Sanctuary and Haven, they both have this sort of really familiar quality, just not done as well. Like, Haven reminds me of Twin Peaks. And Sanctuary reminds me a lot of Warehouse 13, you know. But both of them are just not done as well as those other shows, in my opinion. Like I said, a lot of people seem to like them. They both have been renewed. They both keep coming back. So, there you go. Scare Tactics, which is a hidden camera practical joke show, but scary. I saw one that was kind of funny. And I think that's when Shannon Doherty was hosting the show. I think Tracy Morgan is hosting it now. I don't even know if it's still on. I think it might be, but I'm not 100% positive. And once you see one or two episodes, then you pretty much know what it's like. It's like Punk'd, you know. You watch one or two, you know what it's about. At least Punk'd, they're pulling this crap on celebrities, so it's kind of funny to see them. Like the time that Ashton Kutcher almost had Justin Timberlake cry because he thought he was in trouble with the IRS. That was funny. But just like some random dude who you've never seen running from what he thinks is aliens. That's funny once, maybe twice, depending on the reaction. But after that, it's like, all right. Star Trek Enterprise, obviously a rerun. I need to sit down and watch all of Enterprise, because I remember liking the episodes that I saw, because it was sort of like, it had like a raw quality to what they were doing. But then it just seemed that it got really advanced really quick, you know. At first they were like, okay, how do we do this? You know, some things aren't working right. Okay. And then after a while it's like, all right, we're doing what we need to do, and we're interacting with everybody, and it's not weird at all. Star Trek The Next Generation, once again, reruns. I think I've seen every Star Trek Next Generation. I don't need to see anymore. Stargate Atlantis. I'm going to try Stargate Atlantis. I'm going to. I watched part of the first episode, and I kind of liked it, but I didn't go back to finish it. So, not that much. Stargate SG-1, I've tried. I may try again, but I don't see the appeal in that show. I don't. I've said it before. I just don't. Everybody's like, oh, but this and this and these guys and those guys. And this is like, yeah, I'm not at that part. I'm in I like the ending of the first season, the beginning of the second season. And they just got back to the same old formulaic monster of the week, or I should say disaster of the week type show. And it's just like, God, this is so difficult to watch. I don't know how you guys watched it back in the day. I really, seriously, truly don't. But that got like 10 seasons. And the next thing on the list, Stargate Universe, got 2. And that's a shame, because that was a much better show to me. You know, a lot of people kept unfavorably comparing it to Battlestar Galactica, but unlike Battlestar Galactica, Stargate Universe actually had likable characters. Battlestar Galactica, once it went on too much, even the likable characters like Dee just became insufferable, you know? It's like everybody, that show just seemed to bring out like the bad in everybody. But Stargate Universe, it didn't suffer from that. It suffered from unfavorable comparisons to it. Most shows only have to be compared to, like, maybe one other show. Okay? Like I said, what was it? Ghost Whisperer reminded me of Medium. Sanctuary reminded me of Warehouse 13. Warehouse 13 reminded me of Friday the 13th, the show. You see? But Stargate Universe was compared to Battlestar Galactica and all the other Stargate shows and movies that came before it. So it had like an enviable task. And I thought that they did it very well, but it was an expensive show to make. It didn't get pro wrestling type numbers. And so Sci-Fi cut bait when they could. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. I talked the show up. I wanted more people to watch it. I tried to pass along the word when new episodes were and all that kind of stuff. And what the hell is one person going to do? Unless that one person is the guy who renews shows, you know? So, yeah, I miss it. There was rumors of a movie that's never going to happen. Hopefully we can get a comic book that is written by the creators, you know, the writers of the TV show. But I think that right now the Stargate then people who want Stargate comic books want from SG-1, which, once again, I just don't get. Anyway, next up is The Phantom. I thought that was just like a two-part miniseries, which I hate it when they call it two-part. A two-part movie is not a miniseries. I hate it when they call those miniseries. You know, to me, a miniseries is like, you know, a week, you know. But then again, I grew up in the days of the epic miniseries, you know. What was it? Roots, North and South, and, you know, ones like that. And then after a while, I noticed that they were, you know, the Kennedys is like, to me, that is a miniseries. But now a miniseries is if it takes, you know, if it starts on a Sunday and ends on a Monday night, you know, it's like, that's a miniseries. Like, wow, really? Okay. Anyway, so that's what I thought The Phantom was. I like The Phantom, but then again, I really don't have any strong ties to the original Phantom. So The Twilight Zone, obviously The Twilight Zone is in reruns. They show marathons on a regular basis because Twilight Zone is one of the all-time greatest shows ever created, period. There you go. Tin Man. Now, Tin Man is on Netflix streaming. I started to watch it, but it's one of those shows where I want to watch it with the family, but we don't sit around and watch TV that much together, you know, so I'm just probably just going to end up watching it. There was one about Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, that wasn't very good. But the little I've seen of Tin Man, it's much better. Total Blackout, no idea what that is. Urban Legends, that seems like it's some sort of Ghost Hunters type deal. WWE SmackDown, I know a lot of people don't like it. And maybe I'm biased because I am a pro wrestling fan. But they give, it's like the highest rated show on Sci-Fi. Okay. Now, the problem with SmackDown is that it's professional wrestling. Now, for all you science fiction fans, like, yeah, that's why I don't like it. That's not what I'm talking about. That kind of attitude is what I'm talking about. But a lot of the audience for SmackDown, they have a lower median income, you know, they fall in lower medium, lower income brackets than most advertisers would prefer. So they don't pay a whole lot for advertising. Okay, so the ads that you see, yeah, they're relatively big companies, but they aren't like they don't pay like the highest premium. They aren't the premium advertisers. They may be important advertisers, but they aren't like premium, you know? So that's why I say if a Eureka or Warehouse 13 or a Being Human, if they can get wrestling type numbers, that's better for Sci-Fi because I think Sci-Fi gets like maybe 90%. Of the ad money from SmackDown. I think it's something like that. But if they could get that, if they could get those kind of numbers, they can go to advertisers and say, well, look, here, this is the type of money, you know, these are the type of numbers we're bringing in for alphas, right? Then you would see more tech companies going to alphas. You know, I mean, you see an IBM commercial or an HP commercial or something like that on alphas, which, even with comparable numbers, you probably won't see those type of ads on SmackDown, right? And those will be huge successes. And quite frankly, I actually think that if a sci-fi show on Sci-Fi Channel was bringing in those kind of numbers, they may just go ahead and get rid of SmackDown. Right, so there you go. There's some incentive for you wrestling people. But until that happens, just realize that they bring a lot more eyeballs to the station, you know, which is what they're in, which really is what they're in the business of. Most people forget one thing about TV companies. They are not in the business of making shows. That is not their business. Their business is attracting viewers. That's their business. We, me and you, the people who watch the show, we're their product. We are what they sell to advertisers who then in turn give them money, right? That's how that portion goes. What they need to do is not, as Alan said, find someone who knows how to keep good shows on the air. What they need to do is find somebody who knows how to get popular shows on the air. That's why you see a lot of these paranormal and reality type shows, because they're a lot cheaper to make. They are a lot easier to make. Man, just face it. You find some abandoned house. You send somebody in with night vision goggles on their camera. Have people stumble around in the dark for half an hour. And yeah, you got a TV show. As opposed to having something that's got a lot of CG that you have to hire actors for, and, you know, get unions involved. If there's an animal, oh my God, now you've got a whole different set of problems, you know? So, I mean, just think about that before you start complaining that there are no good shows on, right? They don't want good shows. They want popular shows. Finally, Warehouse 13. Warehouse 13, really good show. This season finale, really, they do something like that. I didn't know that they would go to that kind of thing. Normally, Warehouse 13 will leave on one cliffhanger. But this time around, they left on multiple cliffhangers, which I thought was pretty cool. But it looks like it's increasingly becoming a expensive show to make, especially when you have a lot of the type of guest stars that they've been bringing in, you know. So, you know, guest stars mean, you know, more money. They're special guest stars. They get special money. So I don't know. I like Warehouse 13, but if Warehouse 13 doesn't start bringing in, you know, closer to wrestling numbers, then it's going to go away, because it's an expensive show to make, you know. So that's my rundown of the shows that are on Sci-Fi. Please just remember, if you like any of these shows, even if it's just the reruns of Twilight Zone and Star Trek Next Generation, tell people about them. Tell people to watch them live on the show, you know. Help get those ratings up, because if you get the ratings up, even if it's not just the Nielsen box, if it's like those others at Arbitron or whatever those other ratings companies are, then that's good overall. And hopefully if it's one of the type of shows where it's actual sci-fi show, then, you know, they will decide, hey, you know what, we need to make fewer paranormal shows and more, you know, space opera type shows, you know. I didn't mention the movies, but the movies are really popular. I don't know what kind of ratings they do, but that's why they keep doing them. And that's why they keep doing them on the cheap, because they're bringing eyeballs in. So anyway, let me know what you think by calling me at 734-331-0772. By sending an email to, I'm pretty sure it's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Yeah, or just stop by the website. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope to be back soon with another episode. I'm gonna see.